Yeah, the ego only comes in really in Dwapar, and it comes in as a heroic ego, not as an anti-hero and an ego that is ground level, non-ethical, non-aesthetic, non-religious, an ego that is from the perspective of the heroic archetypal level is criminal and sinful and a thug and all of that. The mafia, right? Mafias didn't exist in earlier yugas. Now that this is, you know, the main kind of social organization, you know, writ large. Yeah. So if you go to Treta Yuga, you don't yet even have egos. You have souls that still are capable of magical consciousness and of a higher technology that we have lost. All of what remains from the ancient world, like pyramids and megaliths of different kinds, were produced at the end of Treta Yuga to give some evidence that nobody could deny, because for all of history, no one has been able to build a pyramid since then. Even today, it couldn't be done, and they had other higher technology. So there was a capacity to master the laws of nature from consciousness itself without needing the kind of gadgetry and destructive kinds of energy, nuclear power, all of that we use today. And it was a very high level of aesthetic, of beauty that was created, cultures of tremendous beauty and music and art and all kinds of achievements of consciousness that have been lost, except that we have legendary memories of them and a few artifacts, but not that much. But then if you get all the way back to Satyuga, when we were avatars, our consciousness was cosmic. We had vimanas. They were even there in the Silver Age, but the vimanas were capable of intergalactic travel, and we were part of a cosmic community. There still is that, but humans have fallen to too low a level to be invited into the Galactic Federation anymore. But, in those days, it was a life of such a totally different kind at such a crystalline level of luminosity, of matter itself, not just of the beings in it, but all of the cosmic consciousness. That it's almost inconceivable to us what life in Satyuga would be about until you get to that level of consciousness that's resonant with that state. And so that is what we can now recreate and return to through the purification of our consciousness. But it was way beyond the mere heroic. It was something far more beautiful than that, because there was no struggle. It was just all play of a divine sort.